The final chord from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, an album that changed myself and all of us, I believe. And that chord, I know that I speak for many people when I say that that chord, if it was the only thing you heard, you'd know exactly what it is. There's nothing else that sounds like it, and there never will be. It takes on so much meaning when you hear it. It puts you right back where you were when you first heard it. I know I remember exactly where I was when I first heard Sgt. Pepper for the first time. I think that maybe was Hey Jude. Sort of the same kind of thing, that repeating the na-na hey-hey thing on Hey Jude over and over again. It had a hypnotic effect, and that was so true of the final chord of Sgt. Pepper and Hey Jude, both of them. And I remember I associate those na-na hey-heys, I got confused with a na na hey hey kiss him goodbye. Na 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 hey Jude. That's the only hey is in Hey Jude there. And that repeating thing, I somehow associate that with Neil Armstrong and man's first footprints on the moon and how important that was for all of us. The idea that one of us was on that big, big ball in the sky that we look at so often, every month in its fullness and throughout the month in different parts. And at one point in the month, you don't see it at all. And I thought, well, hey, it's just so incredible that a guy who's an average guy who, you know, granted went through a fair amount of training to get to that point, could step out of a lunar module at the time, the LEM, I believe it was called, and just step onto the moon and utter those famous words, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind, I believe they were. And when you think about it, in today's capitalistic society, it always made me wonder why he didn't step out and say, hey, grab a Coke, as his first words, or, you know, why not have a hot dog with a famous name on it, or buy a Chevy or an Oldsmobile or a Ford, in all fairness to some of the other auto manufacturers. But he didn't. He said what was on his mind, and what was on his mind was that he was taking a small step for a man like himself, even though he was in a real awkward suit at the time. But what he was metaphorically taking was a gigantic leap for all of us together, unified as one kind of man, that being mankind. And I think he said a lot with those few words, and it doesn't need explaining, that phrase, and I don't think we have to dwell on it any longer. But it's so important to keep in mind every time we look at the moon and hear the music.